This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
There are reports of another multi-billion dollar acquisition in the tech sector. This one involves Microsoft and the Swedish company behind the video game Minecraft. That game has sold tens of millions of copies across multiple platforms, the iPhone, Android, PC, Microsoft's Xbox. And now it seems Microsoft is willing to pay at least $2 billion to add their own phone to that list. Joining us now is Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech. Hi, Ben.
Hi, David.
So a basic question here to start, and that is, what does Minecraft have that Microsoft wants?
Well, Mojang, as I understand it's called, the Swedish company that makes Minecraft, has popularity in this game. It's one of the top-selling games on Xbox, the gaming console made by Microsoft, of course. And it has wide appeal, but also kind of has deep appeal. There are a ton of people who play the game, but some of those people are like super engaged with the game. A lot of people have used it to try and teach coding to kids, for instance. It's been a success in the publishing world because Scholastic actually publishes books on the game, and they've been big sellers among kids and parents who want their kids to learn basic and advanced computer skills.
Satya Nadella has been the CEO of Microsoft for almost a year now. I think he came on the job in February, and this is really the first big acquisition he's made. You know, telegraph for us a bit what this could mean about the direction he's taken the company in.
Well, it's kind of interesting, right? When Nadella first took the helm, we heard a lot about cloud computing, business software, enterprise, areas where Microsoft is really still pretty important. But like any giant tech company that actually publishes stuff, Microsoft also needs to be sort of diversified. Buying a company that makes a game like Minecraft might help Microsoft sell people on the Windows phone, for instance. And of course, Minecraft has sold 50 million or more copies, so there's interest, I think, in using it on multiple platforms for players. And that could be a nice little revenue stream for Microsoft. But these sorts of acquisitions can also be tricky, remember, David. And buying games or gaming companies doesn't always pan out for big tech companies.
So that's Nadella. That's the CEO of Microsoft. What about the CEO of this other company, of Mojang? He's a character in his own right. He's a dropout. He worked on Candy Crush. You know, this is a guy who has not been shy about sharing his hatred of big companies like Microsoft.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Marcus Pearson, a.k.a. Notch, has talked actually quite a bit of smack about Microsoft in the past. You know, said that the company's Windows 8 operating system was basically trying to ruin the personal computer as an open platform. He is, you know, a pretty interesting guy. Admittedly, he hasn't worked, as far as we know, on Minecraft really for the past couple of years as the head of the company. But he's an interesting dude. And, you know, even though the company does have some high-profile partnerships with larger companies, it does come as a bit of a surprise that he helped broker this deal.
Bearing that in mind, I mean, how seamlessly do you think that these two companies can work together if this acquisition goes through? You know, what's the culture going to be like bringing this company into Microsoft?
The big question is, how much is Microsoft going to interfere with what this company does? How much can the company sort of continue to do its indie gaming stuff without Microsoft interfering? Now, you remember, of course, Twitch, the video game streaming site, was recently bought by Amazon. And part of the reason that they agreed to be purchased by Amazon was the fact that Amazon basically promised to not mess with their mojo. And I think that's what we see more and more with these kinds of acquisitions. Maybe if Microsoft sort of lets this company continue to exist and do what it does best, it might actually be a pretty sensical partnership. But, you know, I guess that remains in question.
Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, joining us on the line from San Francisco. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, David.